So this week, with the players that I work with, doing a season review. A review of how the season's gone. How's it gone for you? And I think every player needs to do a season review. I just go, right, what happened? How did it go? And I've got 28 questions to go through. I'm going to give you some of them now because I want you to think about how your season's gone and then how you can improve it next season. And then what I also do with players, and this is what I'm going to do with players that work with me for next season, we're going to go, what could possibly go wrong this season? It's called a pre-mortem because most people, like this, for example, what we're doing now, a season review is like a post-mortem, right? We go, how did it go? What happened? What could we do better? But before the season starts as well, next season, we're going to do a pre-mortem, which is what could possibly go wrong? And then we're going to find strategies around the obstacles because every season you're going to have obstacles. So I just want to give you a couple of questions from this season review to get you to think about your season and how it's gone. First of all, top wins. What are your top wins for this season? Write them down. Think about all your top wins. Because what we normally do, we think about all the things that have gone wrong. All the things that have gone wrong. And that's the things we concentrate on. Oh, this went wrong, this went wrong. But what went well? Let's find the good in the bad. And then I want to give you these questions. So I'm not going to go through all of them. If you want all of them, come and work with me. But these are the questions that I want you to concentrate on today. Challenges and obstacles. So here's some questions for you. What were your biggest challenges you had individually as a team this season? So these are a couple of questions in the season review. I'm just going to give you these ones. What are the biggest challenges you had individually as a team this season? So what challenges did you have? Injuries, you get dropped, fall out with the manager. And then how did you overcome that challenge? Because if you're listening to this, you're still here. You survived. So how did you overcome that challenge? And here's the next question. What would you do differently if you had that challenge again next season? And the reason I'm asking you these few questions, I'm not giving you all of them. That would be, we did this for an hour and 20 minutes yesterday, going through all these questions. You don't want to listen to this for an hour and 20 minutes. You probably do. I'm not giving you it. You can come and get it. I'll tell you what, I will give you all the questions if you send me an email. There's something for you, rob@thefootballersmindset.com. If you're listening to this, if you want all the questions, send me an email. I'll send you it. Take action. You can have it. But the whole point of this is, and I said this yesterday, you have something inside of you called wisdom, right? Your gut instinct, that gut feeling. And you have all the knowledge inside you. And sometimes you just need to be prompted with the right questions to get it out of you. So as a coach, as a performance coach, my aim, and a lot of time I see in professional footballers when they work with me, I kind of know the direction that they need to go. So I go, okay, you're here. I listen to your language. I notice what's going wrong or right. And then I can direct you in a certain way by asking you questions. And not just direct you, you direct yourself by asking you questions. And there's this great saying, which is, questions are the steering wheel of the mind. You ask the right questions, you go the right way or a different direction. You ask the wrong questions, it takes you in a completely different direction. For example, why is this always happening to me? Horrible, horrible question. Because you'll go, and you'll find everything that's wrong. You go, why is this happening to me? And then you'll become a victim. If you just ask a different question, why is this happening for me? What's the positives out of this? What have I gained out of this? What experiences have I gained? What resilience have I... Sends you in a completely different direction just by asking questions. So for example, I've got it up on my screen at the moment. Another one, mental preparation section. How do you maintain your focus this season, especially during tough periods? Which leads on to another question. And it will find how, if you ask the right question, it will find that. If you serve the right question up, your brain will find the answer, good or bad. And it comes down to the quality of your questions. The quality of your questions and the questions you ask yourself and the questions you get asked determine the quality of your life. And that's why I give people a journal, because it gives you questions every day that will steer you in the right direction to make you feel good and not make you feel bad. So that's a little bit today about questions. Questions are the steering wheel of the mind. Ask good questions, you'll get good answers. You ask terrible questions, you get terrible answers. But give yourself a little season review. If you want the whole thing, as I said, if you take action, I'll send you it. robertthefootballersmindset.com. Let's see who takes action. If you don't, no worries. If you want the masterclass for next season or speak to me during this off season, go to www.confidenceinfootball.com. There it's a booking for a clarity call. This is for pros only, by the way. If you want to speak to me about next season, what you need to do, and I can question you. I'll ask you questions and I'll send you in the right direction. Also, if you've liked it, do me a favor, give me a review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Share this on your social media. That'd be great. And I'll see you tomorrow.